Welcome to this meditation and visualization practice on being. Today we will take a journey to connect deeply with our true selves, our soul self, our divine self, so that we can continue to engage in the practice of being. So if you haven't already, go ahead and find your comfortable seated posture, one that allows for the tailbone to root down into the ground or into your pillow, into your chair. Keeping the spine nice and tall, the crown of the head towards the sky. Opening up the shoulders. Keeping that front body nice and open. Finding that comfortable seated posture for you and your body. An option here for palms to rest onto the knees. Palms can be facing up towards the sky to receive, or facing down onto the knees for more grounding. And gently bring your gaze down your nose or completely close your eyes, whichever allows you to feel safe in your space and in your body. And we'll do a few rounds of breath. Nice big inhale, drawing the breath from the tailbone all the way up through the spine to the crown of the head. And gently exhale. Nice big inhale, gently bringing the breath up from the tailbone all the way up through the spine to the crown of the head. And exhale. One more nice big breath in, drawing the breath from below the earth up through the tailbone, through the spine, to the crown of the head, taking in all the air that you can until you can't take in any more, bringing that breath past the crown of the head up towards the sky. And hold it for 4, 3, 2, 1. Gently, with ease, exhale. And just begin to connect with your breath and keeping the breaths nice and deep. Nice big inhale and gentle exhale. Just keeping your awareness on your breath. Keeping your awareness on the pattern, the rhythm, not changing anything, but just noticing. And as every time you inhale, envision the breath coming from the tailbone, from the earth of which you sit, supporting you, guiding you, holding you. And as you exhale, sending it back down through the body. Filling into the sit bones that's connected to the ground or to the chair. And just begin to envision that every time you exhale, sending the breath back down into the earth, that you're receiving more grounding, more stability. Allowing any tension or tensing or tightening, any gripping in the body to be released every time you exhale. Letting go of anything that distracts you or removes you from being present with self. The art of being allows us to connect so deeply with not just ourselves, but with our higher power, with God, with our divine source. And when we allow ourselves to just be, we gain more clarity, we gain more grounding, we gain more peace, we gain more of our divine identity. Keeping the breath nice and steady. So begin to visualize a warm and golden light that comes from the center of your body, your solar plexus. Allowing it to radiate and stretch up into the heart space, into the throat area, down the arms, into your fingertips, holding into the palm of your hands, stretching up through the throat to the mouth, to the ears, the nose, the eyes, your third eye, and meeting the crown of your head. And stretching from the solar plex, the center of our body, our belly button, down into our hips, into our pelvis, down through our legs, our knees, our calves, down into the soles of our feet, our toes. Allowing our very true essence to take residence, to move us, to help us create, to connect us, to be us. Who are you when no one is looking? And is that same version of your being present in a room full of people? What is your soul telling you that it came here to do? What is asking you to be? Is showing you it wants to heal and keeps giving you visions of what it wants you to have and experience. When we've fully immersed ourselves in our light, in our soul, in our divinity, in our pure state of being, we also make the choice to let go. Let go of anything that is holding us hostage and keeping us from the freedom of being. Let go of any thoughts that are harming us, that are blocking us from clarity. And let go of any behaviors that harm us and keep us in a pattern of sabotaging and removing us further from the vision that we have been given to create and bring into manifestation. There's nothing more that we need to do to become all that we already are. Existing and being aware of our very existence. When we allow ourselves to be, we bring awareness into what we need to do so that we can have. As every time you inhale and exhale, give yourself permission to release without judgment. And allowing the inhales to guide you back to your being. There is nothing that you need to do or achieve in this moment. Your only task is to be. And just allow these affirmations to repeat back to you and take residence in your subconscious. I am present in this moment. I am connected to my true self. I am whole and complete as I am. I embody peace, love, and acceptance. I am more than enough. I am present in this moment. I am connected to my true self. I am whole and complete as I am. I embody peace, love, and acceptance. I am more than enough. I am present in this moment. I am connected to my true self. I am whole and complete as I am. I embody peace, love, and acceptance. I am more than enough. Begin to bring your awareness back to your breath, coming back into the gentle rhythms of your breathing, the rise and fall of your chest. Deepening the breath. And slowly making any small and subtle movements, wiggling toes and fingers. Nice big inhale and exhale. Nice big inhale and exhale. One more time, nice big inhale and exhale. Slowly begin to open the eyes, maybe tightening them at first and then slowly blinking them open. May you be loved and be love. May you find peace and be peace. The light in me honors and respects the light that is deep within you. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time. Hello, my beautiful divine souls. I am Love Ashley Elaine, and outside of this podcast, I am the owner of AEI Studios. I work with high-achieving women who are ready to connect deeply with their intuition, do the healing work, and create their soul-aligned business, moving them right into living that purpose-driven life. If you are a high-achieving woman feeling disconnected from your true self, seeking healing, or needing some deeper clarity and direction, I have something very special for you. Join us for our exclusive one-day retreat, our first annual Faith in Vision event on December 7th. This transformative experience is designed to help you restore your vision, reconnect to your intuition, and realign you with your soul's purpose. So just imagine spending a day in a supportive environment with other like-minded women engaging in some practical vision coaching, restorative and yin yoga, some guided meditation, this sounds so yummy already, and a nice healing circle. What you can expect is to gain more clarity on your aspirations and just how to manifest these things. Tap into your inner wisdom, relax and heal through breath work and holistic practices, and connect and create community. Whether you're navigating life's challenges, seeking healing, or deepening your spiritual practices, I guarantee you Faith and Vision is perfect for you. I will say space is limited. We intentionally only wanted to have 10 women. This is to make sure that everybody that is here is aligning with our goals as well as serious with theirs, right? We want to make sure that it's intimate and sacred and a very personalized experience. So do yourself a solid. Go into the show notes, click that link, complete the questionnaire so that we know we're good for each other, and schedule your discovery call with me today. I can't wait to meet every last one of you, 10 beautiful souls that will be joining me on December 7th. I love you all for free. Take care.